أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. This surah, Surah Qiyama, is also a surah that was revealed in Makkah Sharif and during the early days, the beginning days of Islam. And the previous surah, Surah Muddathir, refers to the outward conditions of Qiyamah and the various stages a person will pass through during the day of Qiyamah. This surah speaks of the inner condition of the day of Qiyamah, that what the conditions actually will be, and also the inner conditions of mankind for the day of Qiyamah. These surahs were revealed at the beginning first, which deal generally with aqidah, with beliefs, the belief in the existence of Allah, oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and the life of the year after. The life of the year after is that regulating factor. The more a person has yaqeen on the life of the year after, and hisab, kitab, accountability in the life of the year after, so much he regulates his life accordingly in this world. And that will be sufficient for him to guide him and to make him a practical Muslim who complies to all the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة. قسم کھاتا ہوں قیامت کے دن کی. Allah Ta'ala takes قسم, an oath on the day of قیامہ. For us as human beings, it is not permissible for us to take قسم of anything else besides Allah Ta'ala. And also قسم on Allah Ta'ala is not a small thing. A person must not just make a joke and on every small thing he takes qasam. That also is not correct. Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator and who is absolute, he takes qasam on anything of his creation. Ulama have written, usually Allah takes qasam of the big, big things which Allah Ta'ala has created, which are great, great creations of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and such creations which if we ponder about, they boggle the human mind, and the human mind finds it so great, these creations of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam of the day of Qiyamah, which has a striking effect. One is a person, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of something, but the subject for which he took qasam is something else. But yet, for what Allah Ta'ala took qasam, the subject is also the same matter, which makes it even much more striking. So Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the day of Qiyamah, that it is an absolute truth which has been testified to by the most truthful of all mankind, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for which proofs have been furnished by Allah Ta'ala in so many ayat and in so many places of the Quran that nobody can deny the coming of the day of Qiyamah. This is a different thing, like at 12 o'clock in the day when the sun is shining bright and somebody denies that the sun is out and the sun is not shining. That is his problem. But nobody can deny at 12 o'clock in the day when the sun is out, no clouds around or anything, that the sun is there. Just like that, the day of Qiyamah is an absolute truth. There is absolutely no doubt about it. If anyone doesn't want to accept it, anyone denies it, that is his own problem. But the day of Qiyamah is a definite thing that is going to take place. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala takes qasam of the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. اور قسم کھاتا ہو جی کی جو ملامت کرے برائی پر. And Allah Ta'ala takes another qasam on the nafs of a person which he rebukes and which all the time he is rebuking his nafs for the evil that it does. Ulama have written, and it is taken from a hadith of Abu Dawood Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala created man and put nafs in him also. Nafs is that power within man that pushes him towards doing evil. His pride, his ego, and his lust, the things of this dunya, love of this dunya, etc. This nafs is within every person also. And the other thing which Allah Ta'ala has put is the ruh. The ruh is that power which keeps a person alive also. And it is that thing which encourages a person to do good, to believe in Allah, to believe in the year after, to prepare for it accordingly, to have humility within a person, to have honesty within a person. All these qualities are from the ruh. And these two things are always, so to say, at loggerheads with each other. And a person has to make an effort that he makes his nafs weak and he liates his nafs, that he makes it subject totally to the ruh, and that the ruh controls this nafs, and then it will submit to all the things which the ruh will tell it, and that is belief in Allah, belief in the akhirah, preparation for the akhirah, preparation for the day of qiyamah. And if a person does not make this effort, then the nafs reigns supreme, and the nafs does whatever it wants to. It just wants the enjoyment of this dunya, it just sees the things of this dunya, and this leads it to total destruction. Allah Ta'ala has explained three stages of the ruh, the ulama of the nafs. Allah Ta'ala has explained, the one is nafs which is ammara bisu. At the beginning, when a person is not conscious, then his nafs, it commands him to do a lot of evil all the time, to commit all types of sin, to do a lot of evil. If he makes effort on this nafs of his to bring it under control, and that the ruh must control the nafs, then the time comes when still the nafs will either still be committing guna, or now and then committing guna. But then now it has become nafs-e-lawwama. And that is that nafs now, that it will realize that when it has been done doing wrong, come back to the right again. Or when it does wrong, then this person, it will rebuke, he will rebuke himself, that how can you do these things? How can you be engaged in this? How could you have done this? How could you have done that? And making this effort, then the nafs becomes nafs-e-mutma'inna. And now it is under control. And then now this nafs helps the ruh also in preparing for the year after. It is also mentioned that when a person dies and the nafs has submitted to the ruh, then they part in such a way that they give one another du'as, that you help me on doing good and on preparing for the akhirah. But if the nafs was reigning supreme and the ruh carries on with its journey towards akhirah, towards Allah Ta'ala, then both curse one another, that you destroyed me, you made my life a misery forever now in the year after. So Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of this nafs, which is nafs ammara bisu at the beginning, commands a person to do a lot of evil. If he works on his nafs and tries and control it, it becomes lawwama. Now it rebukes and it rejects all the evil. And then it becomes nafs mutma'inna, and that is a nafs which is a very superior nafs and goes forward with pleasure and enjoyment to the year after. So we have to prepare ourselves in this direction, and we'll prepare for the eternal life of the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana.